During the Australia leg of his tour, Jelly Roll reached a breaking point, expressing that he felt one of the lowest points in years while away from his family and support system. The 40-year-old singer, born Jason Bradley DeFord, opened up on the No Filter with Kate Langbroek podcast, stating, "I'm falling apart. It's a horrible week. I'm doing the worst mentally I've done in a long time." He described how being thousands of miles from home intensified his anxiety, revealing, "I'm not having fun, and I want to go home." Jelly Roll performed 6 shows across Australia from October 25 to November 4, marking his debut in the country, but had to cancel his final concert in Auckland, New Zealand, due to illness. He mentioned that his physical sickness had a domino effect on his mental state, saying, "When my stomach's not right, nothing's right. My mind's not right. Everything. I'm just not thinking clear." The singer highlighted feelings of isolation, stating, "I'm having to be super isolated. I don't like it," and he spent a lot of time alone in his hotel room. To cope, he employed breathing exercises and tried to talk himself through his illness, admitting, "I just don't feel good, so I just want to go home." Jelly Roll also recounted a troubling experience where he felt racially profiled while shopping at a Louis Vuitton store in Sydney, claiming employees treated him like a criminal. He has openly discussed his past struggles, including legal issues and addiction, and stated that he had his first major run-in with the law at 16, when he was arrested for aggravated robbery and possession with intent to sell. As he faces the challenges of touring, Jelly Roll's candid reflections serve as a reminder of the mental health pressures that artists endure and the importance of prioritizing mental wellness in the entertainment industry. According to Fox News, the importance of these discussions cannot be overstated as they shine a light on the mental health challenges faced by many in the spotlight.